Can I come back to what you talked about initially about really asserting a point of view? How much do you think a reviewer, and there are some schools of thought who said the reviewers, Dorothy Parkers, the Michael Billingtons, the Kenneth Tynan, the really, the famous Kenneth Tynan who dismissed Beckett when he first came out, and he just had a point of view that was quite strong. Mm. How much do you think that point of view should be pushed in your experience and in your opinion?
Okay, I think the point of view is important because people want to know what you think, right? Because they don't just want to read a description of what happened. They can read the program notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do have to bring a point of view to it. But having said that, I think it's also important to conjure and evoke for the reader some sense of the experience of watching a production. And as you know, a theater production is not necessarily didactic. It's not a newspaper article, it's not an essay, it doesn't just have one argument running all the way through, it may have multiple voices, it might even, loop back on itself, it might be fractured in a certain way. So I think it is necessary to bring to bear all your powers of the language to evoke that experience of the production. And then in the midst of all that, somehow channeling your point of view. Yeah. So that is the challenge, I think. Because if it were just about the argument, then we might as well, it could be something else. It doesn't have to be theater. It could be a socio-political treatise, right? Yeah. So I think it's both. But the point of view is also it is what makes a reviewer.
Yeah.
But then the point of view also comes with authority, like you need to be authoritative. People reading it must have a sense that you know what you're talking about, so you have to support your argument. So if you're taking issue with certain things of about a production or about directorial approach, you have to substantiate it in your argument. And yeah, so actually a lot of things are going on in a review, and the more I've been writing reviews for a long time now, and it doesn't really get any easier because your standards go up and you become more and more cognizant of just how much is involved in writing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.